Well, it is my pleasure and what a blessing to be with all of you tonight. I feel like the Lord has given me a special blessing to be able to be with you. This is twice now. I think you all were gone the last time.
It's our pleasure too, Brother Ryan.
It's good to be with God's people tonight. It is with hesitancy that I stand here tonight because of the nature of the service. Wednesday night services are some of the most wonderful services in the middle of the week to be able to come to and hear the testimonies of God's people and be encouraged by it. And I don't want to get in on that blessing. And I hope that tonight that I don't interfere with that and that you go away with the blessing and that maybe the Lord will help me make it short enough so that if you have a testimony to offer that you can. I have been challenged and encouraged this past week with the thought of so running that we would obtain. Do you remember when Jesus asked Peter the question? He said, Simon, lovest thou me? Remember that story? You remember what Peter said? He said, yes, I love you. And if you'll allow me, give me a little bit of liberty. My guess is that Peter thought that was the last time the Lord was going to ask him that question. He answered the question, Peter, do you love me? Yes, I love you, Lord. Go on our way, and he knows I love him. But something happened. The Lord asked him again. The Lord asked him one more time. He said, Peter, do you love me? And I wonder if Peter heard that question and thought, maybe the Lord didn't hear what I just said. Maybe he didn't understand me. Maybe he got distracted with something and he just wants, or maybe he just wants to hear me say it again. So he said, yes, Lord, you know I love you. But something happened that struck to the very core of Peter's heart that day.
Yes, it did.
Because Jesus asked him a third time. He said, Peter. And I can see him looking at Peter. Do you love me? And when he asked him the third time, it struck down deep in his heart. And didn't it say he was grieved? Lord, you know I love you. And then the Lord had some advice to give him. And I wonder if the Lord came by tonight and he looked at each one of us and he said, What is your purpose in life? Where are you going? What are you running for? You know, our natural tendency, no doubt, if the Lord asks us that question, we say, Lord, I want to live for you. That's what I'm doing. I'm living for you. But if the Lord asks us again, Rod, where are you going? What are you running for? What are you trying to obtain in life? Lord, I'm trying to raise a family, right? And I have a job that I'm trying to do in the right way. And I'm trying to fill my place. Rod, what are you running for? It would get me to think, to feel a sense of urgency, to want to know, Lord, what is it that you want from me? Lord, what am I not doing that you want me to do? Tonight I feel this sense of urgency that we be compelled to run so that we can obtain the prize, the eternal prize. There are so many distractions in the world today. The enemy is working tonight. He's working overtime on you. He knows who you are. He knows your name. He knows your tendencies. He knows your weaknesses. And he's working on you. And the Lord is on the other side saying, come on. Make me your cause. Live for me. Run for me. Run this race for me. Be willing to lay aside any weights that would hinder you from running for me with all of your that you're worth. I want to do that tonight. I'd like to read a verse in 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. 1 Corinthians 9 and 24. It says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize?" Just one. "So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." We started off reading this verse that said, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize?" You know, in a normal race, the Olympics are going on right now. They don't give out multiple gold medals for the same race. They just give out one medal. Just one person wins. And I believe Paul was appealing to their understanding of the games back then. And he was saying, you understand that in a race, the whole crowd is running. Everybody's running. But just one person wins. And if you're going to run and you realize that just one person is going to win, run to obtain. Give it your all. If just one person's going to win the prize, give it your all. True runners don't run races to see by how little a margin they can win by. You know it? Because they don't know what's going to happen up ahead. They're going to give it their all. They're going to put safeguards in place. They're going to train above and beyond, because only one's going to get the prize. And they're going to run for everything. They're not going to see what's the smallest thing I have to do to win. What can I just get by with to make it in? Well, what all can I eat and still be okay? How late can I get up and still be able to train right? Well, what activities can I associate myself with and still be able to win, even though everybody else is running? And there's other people that are training, and I don't know what they're doing, but I only know there's one person that's going to win. So run that you may obtain. Runners don't win by accident. They win because they give it everything they have. Brother Clifford Wilson, Brother Ed's dad, used to tell us many times in service. He'd say, "We're only going to win, saints, if you want it worse than anything else in life. That's the only way you're going to make it into heaven." Runners only are able to run and beat the elite if they give everything to it. That's the only way they're going to win. You know, if I came to you tonight and I said, "Folks, I believe I'm the fastest runner in the world," you'd look at me and kind of smile and say, "Really? Based on what?" I said, "Well, you know, for the last 3 years, every day after work, I go out and I run a race against a big crowd of folks, kindergarten class right around the corner. And I beat them every single time. And by a wide margin. And every time I race them, I win. And it's never even close." You know, winning against kinders is not a good measure of how fast I can run. I'm judging myself against the wrong crowd, see? I'd be judging myself against the wrong standard. And spiritually speaking, saints, I'm afraid that too many people, we're judging ourselves against the wrong standard sometimes. That's what the enemy would like us to do. It's easy for us, and the enemy would like for us to begin to measure ourselves against the world and measure ourselves against nominal Christianity. Those that profess salvation, those that believe they have a relationship with the Lord, and perhaps they do, but I don't know what knowledge they have. I don't know how the Lord's going to judge them. And sometimes we judge ourselves, sad to say, against the worldly influences, folks, that sometimes comes right among us. Can come right among us, and we can judge ourselves against that standard. And if we're not careful, we can feel pretty good about ourselves. And we can bring some comfort to our conscience, if you will. And maybe be able to cater a little bit more to our flesh. But I want to say tonight in the fear of the Lord that we are gambling with the outcome of the race if we do that. Our spiritual lives are at stake. Our eternal souls are at stake. Paul said, so run that ye may obtain. Run as if you're the only one that's going to make it. Give it your all. Just like these runners know that there's just one first place prize that's going to be given. You run like that. Run according to truth. Run according to the word. Run according to the true standard. Paul said it's not wise to compare yourselves among yourselves. I remember reading a story when I was a young person, and it has always stuck with me. And it was about a horse race. And this man brought his horse out into the field, and he knew that he did not have a horse that was capable of beating the rest of the horses on the field, or at least one or two of them. And so this is what he did. When the gates opened, he took off fast, and he got out to the head of the crowd. And he made them think that he was going to be the pace setter. Because lots of times that's what happens. Somebody races out to the front. The fast horses, they'll pace behind that fast horse and then wait towards the end and then make their move. But this man, what he did is he got out in front, gave them a false sense of security, and ever so slowly began to slow up. Because he knew he couldn't maintain that rate. And he wanted them to think that I'm going faster than I am, and that they just stay behind me. And it worked for a while. And the people stayed behind him, and he kept running and going, and everything was working fine until somebody brought out the true standard. Somebody pulled out a clock. And they looked at the clock, and they looked at where they were, and they realized what was happening. I'm measuring myself against the wrong standard. I am being deceived into thinking that I'm going faster than what I really am. And they made their move. Our measuring stick tonight, folks, is the Word.
Yes.
And the Spirit.
Yes.
And we've got to give our lives completely over to it. We have to run to obtain. We have to get our eyes off of other professions and those others that would proclaim to have everything that we do, but we see a tendency to go closer and closer to the world, a trend that moves that way. And if we're not careful, we can do the same thing, always maintaining some distance and feeling some security with that. Be encouraged tonight, saints. Make living for the Lord your cause. Be willing to let go of weights. Be willing to let go of things that are a hindrance to you that perhaps other people are carrying and still raising their hand and having a testimony of salvation. The Lord will be their judge. I'm not their judge. But we've got to run like our lives depend on it. Because it does. Our lives do depend on it. And when we live according to the Word and according to the Spirit, I want to tell you tonight that it will take you in a direction that is different than the rest of the field. Expect it, accept it, and run for all of your worth. The Lord will bless us if we do that. The Scripture says in Lamentations 3 and 40, let us search and try our ways and turn again unto the Lord. We have something that we call a plan, do, check, adjust process. Perhaps you've heard of it. Many in the corporate world today, in the world we do things like that. You plan, you do it, and then you check to see how it went, and then you make adjustments, and then you plan again, and you do, and you check it again and make adjustments. Can't we do that in the Lord? Can't we search our ways, ask the Lord to try our hearts and turn again unto the Lord daily? Lord, what would you have me to do? Lord, may my prayer be as Paul's on that road to Damascus every day. Lord, what would thou have me to do? Lord, how am I coming in the race? Lord, am I failing the grace of the Lord? Lord, do you have something else for me? Lord, is this my cause like you want it to be my cause? Lord, is my heart completely in it? Or have I been deceived and pulled away? I don't want to be pulled away. I don't want to be deceived. I don't want to get so far down the way and then all of a sudden realize, oh my goodness, the enemy has deceived me. He's drawn me away. He's He's blinded my eyes as to what truth is. And all this time I thought I was going according to truth because my eyes went off Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on the end goal. Don't look at the exits. Don't look at the rest areas. Keep your eyes off of that. Keep them on Jesus. Keep them on the finish line. May God help us each one. I want us to all make it to heaven tonight. I want us to be challenged to live our life according to the Word and to the Spirit. He's an unchanging, uncompromising God. He's a God of His Word. And it doesn't work for us to change it to our own variation and feel like that all will be okay. He wants us to find what He wants for us. He wants us to live according to His standard. He wants us to run to obtain. Every day, live for it. People say, I'm living for the Lord. Saints, I want to live for the Lord. I want that to be my cause. I want it to be my business. What's your business? What's your job? I live for the Lord. Oh, yes. I work for so-and-so. Oh, yes, I have these activities as part of life. But my job, my cause, my business, I'm running to obtain. That's what I'm running for. I want to make it in. And I'm willing to let go of those things that would hold me back. I'm willing to let go of the weights. I'm willing to let go of those things that nag at my mind and steal my peace. Maybe I can't put my finger on a scripture that says, thou shalt not. But I know that it's hindering me. And I want to run and I want to obtain. And I'm willing to let it go. May God help us. He said, and every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible, temperate in all things. Folks, with what carefulness ought we to walk as Christians? He's talking here about people that do things to win a corruptible crown. He's not even talking about an eternal crown. He's not talking about their eternal lives. People in this world give their lives to things that are temporal.
Yes, they do.
And they're temperate in all things. You know why? Because they can't be the best if they're not.
Yes.
You can't be a runner and succeed and eat hamburgers and fries whenever you want. You don't get to just decide, this is how I'm going to do it, and everything's going to turn out okay. They know they can't do it. So they're temperate in all things. And they're doing it to win a corruptible crown. And it goes into all areas of our lives. You don't have to be a runner. People work on their jobs and their careers, and they plan for it, and they give themselves to it. And they make preparation and they think, what do I need to do to prepare myself for 2 and 3 years down the road and 10 years? And oh, what about retirement? Much money is put into retirement planning. People give themselves to it and plan for it and spend energy on it. The list goes on and on. Our hobbies, our interests, and they're all corruptible. They're all going to pass away. We're running for an incorruptible crown, saints. Let's give it that same amount of energy. Be temperate in all things. Lord, what would thou have me to do? We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Be cautious about accepting the wisdom of the world. Be cautious about letting into your lives all of the things that the world flocks to. Our warning lights ought to be going off when we find ourselves doing that. Is it interfering with our race? Is it interfering with the end goal that we have in mind? Oh, tonight God has made all the provision for us. He said, listen, give me your heart. Give me your willingness. You might not be the fleetest of foot. You might not pick up the scriptures as fast as the next guy. But I've got grace and I have mercy and I have help. And if you are willing and obedient, I'll make sure that you eat the good of the land. I'll get you in successfully. I've paid the price. I just want your all. I have been encouraged so many times with the parable of the field that had the great treasure in it. And the man came up to it, and I can visualize he walked up to it, and he saw this great treasure in the field. He thought, oh, I wish I could have that. I wish I could have that treasure, but I'm not rich enough. I can't afford that. But there was a for sale sign out there, and you've seen the little papers, you know, that they put out there, and they tell what the price is. And I can just see the man saying, but I'm curious to just know, what would something like this cost? He walked over, and he picked it out, and he looked at it, and he just says, everything you have. You know what that means?
Yes.
That means that every person in here can afford it. Yes. That means the Lord's saying, you just give me what you have and I'll cover the rest. And I'll give you something that's way more valuable than anything you could ever have. You just have to be willing to give me your all. Empty out your purse of pennies and let me fill it with silver dollars. You can't earn it. You can't give me something that's equal of value in return. You just have to be willing to empty out what you have. Turn in the little pearls so that you can get the pearl of great price. The value of those little pearls didn't equal the great pearl of great price. The value didn't equal that. He just said, let go of it. You know why he had to let go of it? Because he couldn't fit the pearl of great price in when he's holding on to the other. The Lord wasn't trying to make life difficult. He wasn't trying to strip us of everything that's of value to us just because he's God and he's boss and he wants to just push us down. It's because he has something better for us. We have to step out on faith and say, Lord, I'll go. Lord, I will. Lord, I will run. Lord, I will give it everything I have. I'll let go of my pennies. I'll let go of my little pearls. Oh, the enemy has a way of taking rocks and turning them into gold. And we're making us think they are. And we look at it and we think, oh, I can't give that up. I can't let go of that. Surely I can win this race and hold on to it. And so many people miss out on the peace that God has for them because they try to run the race holding on to things they just don't feel like they can give up. And the Lord's saying, I have liberty for you. Just let go. What is that saying? Let go and let God? I read that on a bumper sticker one time. Just let go and let God. He'll get you through, but you have to bring the heart. You have to bring the willingness. You have to come to the Lord and say, Lord, I'll run. I'll so run as if I'm the only one that can win the race. As if there's only one that can win the race, I'm going to run to try to do that. Be temperate in all things. They do it to obtain a corruptible, but we an incorruptible. He went on and he said, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. Folks, we are not here to just do a bunch of religious activities and work something up and feel good about the unity that we have in the Neosho congregation or whatever congregation we're in and hold hands and sing kumbaya and feel good about where we are. That is not what it's about. It's not about just expending a bunch of energy in the name of the Lord. We don't beat the air as uncertainly. We have a cause. We have a purpose. And it's Jesus. And it's not the world and it's not self. And we're willing to give it up. And we're willing to give it our all. We do not have the luxury to be spiritually lackadaisical in our life. We don't have that luxury, folks. We have to be willing to give it all.
Yes.
But when we do, oh, the treasure that we get in return. That field of great treasure, that man that so many a man have walked by the field and said, wonderful looking field, but it's not for me. Until the Lord said, wait a minute, check the price. I can't afford it after all. And the Lord say, now run. Turn in your other things and you can have it. It's yours. Keep a vision of the end goal tonight. I remember in Ecclesiastes, the 11th chapter, Solomon said, rejoice, O young man, in thy youth. And let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth. Walk in the ways of thy heart and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. We have a life to live. God's not trying to take us out of the world. He's the one that put us here. The Lord created the beauty of the earth. The Lord created the desire within us to be satisfied. And you know what? He wants to satisfy it. And He wants us to enjoy our lives. I believe that. It's not like eat your spinach now and I'll give you strawberry and shortcake when you get in heaven. Some of you might like spinach. I like it. It's not such a bad thing. But it's not you pay your price now and then I'll give it back. I believe we have the best of both lives. The Lord has the best of both for us. But He wants us to remember through it all, He is going to bring us into judgment. There is going to be accountability involved for our lives. People say the Lord's not interested in things. He's just interested in your heart. He's interested in things. Because things result from the heart. See? At the very end of Ecclesiastes, in the 12th chapter, he went through the whole book. He went searching out the meaning of life. What is life all about? Where is true satisfaction? Where is the real value? What really brings peace and satisfaction? The whole book of Ecclesiastes. And he got to the very end and he said, all right, I've done it all. I've looked at it all. Let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For he shall bring every work into judgment with every secret what? Thing. He is concerned about things. Whether it be good or whether it be evil. I don't want things in my life that hinder my race. I want to run to obtain. I want to make it in. I want to be willing to lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset me. And I want to run this race, folks, so that when it comes my time, when my departure is at hand, that I, like Paul, can say, by the grace of God, I have fought a good fight. I finished the course. I have kept the faith. And henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of life. Paul said, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me, talking about himself, in that day. But then he added something on. He included us. And unto all them that love his appearing. Do you know who's going to love his appearing? It's going to be all of those people who run to obtain. Be encouraged tonight to run. Be encouraged, be compelled. Say, Lord, I'm in. I'm all in. I'm done with the weights. I'm done with the things I've been afraid that I can't give up on myself. Lord, I'm laying them all down. I'm going to run to obtain. And the Lord will help us make it in. Amen.
Thank the Lord.